Blog Talk Radio.
Perhaps in my heart.
Did y'all let Ben pick that music?
Yeah. I swear he picks more girly stuff than we do.
It's not just as girly, it's so death sounding. Our show's supposed to be hype at night, so we can just...
I think it's an awesome song. Whatever.
Jerry Angry, Cherry Smash.
Yeah,
it's exactly, that's what I want. What is going on? Lester, why are you so soft lately? What's going on with you?
I don't know. Life changes. Getting a year older, you know. Had a big B day recently.
Yes, oh my god.
The big B and a BJ day. It's pretty awesome.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
A BJ day.
Woohoo!
It's Friday.
Almost. No comment from me.
2 hours. 2 hours till Friday.
Oh, irritation. Irritation rising. Anyway, moving on.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Why do I hang out with these people every Thursday
night?
It's because
we are flipping awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to smack somebody right now, so let me just go ahead and finish this shit so I can be quiet.
No, you're not going to be quiet. Who are you trying to smack? We don't want you quiet.
Just, you know what? I am just tired of people lying to me. I'm telling you, I'm going to have to go off on somebody because I'm about to flip the fuck out. Woo.
Oh, girl, you better bring that to the show. Don't be telling me I'm going to be quiet.
All right, I'll bring it to the show then, motherfucker. Let me introduce us first. It is August 23rd, 2012. It's Thursday. Yeah, we're already off the chain because that's how we roll. I'm Snow White. I've outsaid my Second Life name. I think I've been playing Second Life too much. I'm Snow White. Yeah, and then we also have Corey / Gaminatrix up in here.
No, that was not me. Who was that?
Either. That was
not me.
I don't burp.
Why do you assume somebody burped and it was the guy all of a sudden?
Because it was you.
Because if it was me, I'd have claimed that shit and it'd have been a lot louder.
That's
and because in it, and because if it wasn't you, you'd have said right off, it wasn't me. What you blaming me for? Yeah, so I know
that
you will.
That was racist.
You know what? Does your Google work? Does your Google work?
Ginger Rocks.
Yay! It's me. What's up?
My ginger on the rocks.
Oh, damn.
Not scared.
That was me. And then, of course, we have Master Blaster, whose burps pale in comparison to mine.
Hey. You know what? I wasn't really trying anyways.
Oh,
I'm not going to get in competition with you ladies. That's all I'm going to say.
Do it.
That's because you never lose.
Yeah, that is true. Mo would totally kick your ass in burps.
Yeah, boy.
I can't. Ladies don't burp.
What
oh, right.
What
ladies don't.
The fuck ever?
it's
not on air.
It is true that women don't poop, right? I just want to make that clear.
Yes, that is absolutely true. We don't poop.
I
don't
it.
Fart either.
I knew
I
it.
I do that too.
I do.
Well, I did say, did I say ladies? I did say
no,
ladies
you
don't. Corey,
are you calling me? Are you saying I'm not a lady?
I didn't say anything. You said
no.
It.
Anyway, let me continue and get this done really quickly. The chat is open for those of you that want to come in and chat with us. And I'll give you the call-in number real quick so you can call in. It's 347-215-7977. And I'll say it again, 347-215-7977. And before we get started, I just want to say, if you lie to someone, they will find out and jab you in the eye with your own dirty fork.
Okay. Ginger in the mornings.
I've got some sporks that are like totally totally awesome. They're scripted and everything to be weapons.
No, I don't want sporks. I want a fork. And the reason I want a fork is I want to jab it in their eye, yank the eye out, and then shove it in their mouth so they can eat it.
Sporks are so much more awesome.
Yeah, I have to say this. If you're going to get killed by something, getting killed by a spork is more humiliating than getting killed by a fork.
I'm not planning on killing anyone, just maiming terribly.
And you know what? Actually, what's interesting, there was a comment made earlier. There's confusion about if we were on live or not. It says we're at 49 minutes remaining. What's up with that?
Oh, well, it says 51 to me.
What's the dealio with that?
They're having
51 minutes for me.
Yeah, they're having.
So since we're talking about BT having issues, can we talk about the big news that I saw this weekend?
No, we're moving along.
All right then.
We are moving right along. What are we talking about today?
Whatever, fine. Screw it. Fuck y'all.
You know what? I'm going to sit in your lap and wiggle around just so you feel better. Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't want me to? Fine. I'll take my beautiful ass elsewhere. Whatever.
I would. Right now, I will take Sherry because Sherry is
like that. It's like that?
No, it's
have you seen? You have seen my ass, and you would take Sherry's ass over mine?
I'm sensitive right now.
She pays attention to me. You don't.
Oh. Okay. Let me say this to y'all. Fuck both you bitches. Okay, so anyway.
You don't have the money for that.
No, I mean, really. Okay. I mean, you know, because people don't want to fuck me, so.
I'm trying to negotiate. She doesn't have the money for that. Let's see some dough first.
How is that negotiation?
I just want some pussy. That's all.
Hey!
She's going to go adopt a cat. She's going to go adopt a cat this weekend. Everybody calm down.
You know what? All I got to say is next time. When Snow is asking me, let me see that bra. That's nice. I'm going to be wondering about that.
You have to wonder about that? Come on.
No. See, I have a little bit of naivete. I will admit it. So she's like, oh, your bra's pretty. Let me see. So she was grabbing the boobs. I was like, yeah, it's soft. You know, now I'm starting to wonder. Were you trying to feel me up?
I was trying to feel you up.
I wasn't trying. I was.
Exactly.
God, you're just not figuring that out?
What you're trying to do. Come on, you do that.
Let me just say.
All right. Break it up.
Cold coffee is a sacrilege. Anyway, you know what? I forgot what we were supposed to say.
I have no idea. All I know is I'm severely annoyed. So everything I say today is going to be like laced with venom.
Well, there was a lot of stuff that went on this morning is why I'm like, I don't know where to start. Okay. Wow, we had a lot of stuff happen this morning. God, and it's still, like, my box is still filling up with news. I had to just find
I was the only one that thought about that. Thank you.
You were not. I was saying it. Anyway, okay, so Kixi, how about Kixi stole somebody from Zynga?
What? Why would you want to do that?
Developer drama.
Yes, developer drama. They lost their GM, not just anybody, but their GM from, he's very cute, by the way. I said that this morning. You kind of cute, boy. Sit on your face. Anyway, it's night time. Okay, so
good Lord.
I don't know why never mind. I didn't know where my mind's there. Oh, I can't do it. Okay, so they sold the GM from Zynga. And, of course, Kixi has been making fun of Zynga via videos and all that kind of stuff. Now, what do you think this says to Zynga's shareholders now that they're hemorrhaging people and they're all going over to Kixi, ironically enough?
What do y'all think that? Abandon ship.
Abandon hope, all you.
Abandon hope, all you who enter here.
Pretty much. I mean, that's scary.
If you own stock. Okay, then not only them.
It's worth something.
Here's another stock dropper because that's not the big news. The big news is that the shareholders are calling for Zuckerberg to step the fuck down.
Good.
Zuckerberg,
get off. You're supposed to be making jokes.
He has
anyway.
Had his time. He's fucked up the company. He ruined everything. Get the fuck out.
Wow.
But now, do you think it's still Facebook if he's not there? Isn't he the visionary, the one who...
Oh, please. It's still Facebook. It's a company. It's not his vision anymore. It's a fucking company.
She's Lester, Bob. Lester, what do you think?
I agree 100% with Snow. It's the face of Facebook. Come on. Facebook is you, me. It's Snow. It's Ginger. It's even you, Corey. That's what Facebook is.
Even
it's
you.
It's not Mark Zuckerberg. It's
you
not Mark Zuckerberg. It's everybody. It's everybody, Corey. So I don't give a damn. Tell him to fucking road. He is not the next Steve Jobs. Don't try to make him that.
What he had was an idea that he ran away with. He made poor business decisions. He decided to give up his, if it was his vision, if he loved it so much, then why the fuck did he give it up so easily? If it was his vision, he'd have stuck with that bitch for the long haul. Instead, he gave it up, made it public. Too bad, so sad. You fucked yourself over. Now get the hell out.
I think he saw exactly what we said when we first heard that this was going public.
Mm-hmm.
He was in it to get the money out of it that he could because he already saw it going down. He got his payday, and now he doesn't care. And now he's not going to give up control because that's still his baby. Well, he made it. I wouldn't give up control even if it does go down. I mean, even now, if it goes out of, what if it goes under, it's no longer him. So nothing financially is tied to him anymore, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, sure, I'd ride that bitch till it's done.
Remember when we were reading the story, he has a different series of stock which enables him to maintain control of the company, but who was it just said, very interesting, the fact that now that he's made his money, does he really care?
I don't think he really cares anymore. I think he milked that bitch dry, and now he's like, peace out, motherfuckers, enjoy your company. That's what I think.
And by the way, when I said don't try to make him the next Steve Jobs, I wasn't talking about you particularly, Corey. I was just, you know, making a statement in general. People
Why
don't
are you explaining to me?
I felt like I had some explaining to do.
You got some explaining to do, Lucy. Well, see, now here's another thing. Ginger was even saying in the morning time that I found also equally interesting is that Facebook is not even a real product. And I don't mean, sorry, Zuckerberg, it's not. Think about, you know, since you brought up Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs made not only a software, but there's product. There's phones. There's iPads. There's the iPod, the iPod Mini. There's physical things you can hold in your hand that you can sell.
Mm-hmm.
What could you do with Facebook?
Wait, hang on. Is anybody else hear GLaDOS?
I do. GLaDOS has got you by
Get
the
off my teats. Get off my teats, GLaDOS.
You just said teat.
I should get off my teat.
You know what? Let me say this to you real quick. Is that if somebody was trying to equate today, they were like complaining about Blizzard, right? They're like, oh, you know, Blizzard is trying to do all this stuff, and here's what Microsoft does. I'm like, yeah, but Microsoft is a much bigger company. They actually have products that they produce. They have
exactly.
Windows.
Yeah.
It's like apples and oranges. You can't make that. Same thing with Facebook. You can't try to make any comparisons between a regular company that actually has a real product. Google has real products.
Yes, you're trying to compare Facebook to Google.
That's what I was talking about earlier. Google has phones. Google has its own browser.
Right.
Google has
Google has Android. Internet service now coming to you, by the way.
Really?
You hear about that?
Mm-hmm.
Google?
No.
Is it called the Wire or something like that? It's like
I thought that went down. They bought LimeWire and then what?
No, it's called Google. It's like either called Google FireWire or Google Wire or something. Anyways, point being is they basically sold 7,000 subscriptions in Kansas City. They're setting up like basically a mecca of internet, and you're gonna get. They're promising 1 gigabyte per second. Per second.
Damn! Oh, they gotta set an orgasm.
They said seven seconds to download an HD movie. Seven seconds.
Hands above the desk. Oh, my God.
Let's hope that is on. And $70 a month. $70 a month.
I would pay for that.
$80 more, they're going to add on HD channels. You get like over several dozen HD channels. So it's like they're trying to like replace Time Warner and Comcast. So let's hope this catches on because goodness knows we can use some competition in the I saw that article today. I didn't want to derail the conversation, but I'm glad that we kind of steered that direction.
Well, no, it's good. It's good. Wow. Okay, another person getting into business. Again, they keep trying to compare Facebook to these browsers. We also heard today that Firefox is making a phone.
Yes.
Really? Is it going to have a memory leak?
constant one and a 50 million instances when you open one window.
And by the way, I say that, I love Firefox, but I'm just letting you know there is a memory leak and it is a pain in the ass.
No, Firefox and I broke up a while ago.
Oh, don't tell me you're dating that whore Chrome.
I'm dating that whore Chrome.
Oh, God. Chrome, such a whore.
Chrome and I, yeah.
Let me just say this, okay. Firefox's phone is going to be based on Linux. So I may have to backtrack a little bit. Maybe Gabe Newell is on to something. Because you know what's going to happen here. Because, see, this is what – let me tell you what Ginger and I do in the morning. We draw lines of confluence. We start seeing where stuff is going to come and cross. And we're always dead on. So I'm seeing that Steam is going to end up on this Firefox phone.
What's that? Who's it? What's it now?
Firefox's operating system is going to be Linux-based. Linux-based. Mm-hmm. So if Gabe Newell is saying he's going to start messing around with Linux for Steam, where do you think Steam is going to go as far as a console? The first place they're going to head to as far as a mobile console?
They're not going to have a console. Listen,
the phones are now considered consoles. I don't really like that they compare them to – I don't like that they compare them to consoles, but they're now considered console or handheld gaming devices. All cell phones are. So if that's the case and Firefox comes out with a phone, it is running a Linux operating system, Steam is trying to get to, with Linux, bam, that's where they're going to go next.
Is this our In the Year 3000 segment? Because I'm telling you right now, this is a little far-fetched. I have to tell you, it's a little far-fetched because, first off, Gabe Newell does not like touchscreens. We all know that. That was a big beef with Windows 8, right? He does not like touchscreens.
No, nobody said that Firefox phone was going to be touchscreen. We don't know what it's going to be. All we know is that it's running Linux. That's what they announced today.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we know. So we don't know.
I feel like it's safe to assume there will be a touchscreen involved.
No. Hold on. Wasn't it? It was going to be Android, but it was going to also be Linux compatible or something, right? Or was it Linux running Linux and Android compatible?
Yeah, I think Android is software by. I think it does do.
What are you trying to suggest, Corey?
I'm saying that the Android swings both ways.
It is kind of. I have to say this. It is kind of like Pat. Like you don't that voice of Droid. You don't even know if it's a male or a female. You do both. It's kind of androgynous in that respect.
Droid.
It's like the Pat of phone software.
You know what? That's just wrong.
That's disturbing is what that is.
You said Pat and my brain started hurting.
Pat.
It has breasts.
Nom, 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 nom.
My brother just gave birth, and that would make you very proud of my brother. Sorry.
You know what? I'm going to need you not to.
What the hell movie was that from?
That was a Saturday Night Live skit.
That was a For Your Time. That's what that was.
All right.
No, that movie actually they did, didn't they? Mm. Oh, my God. That was really bad.
So
ever since Will Ferrell was released from...
I don't like Will Ferrell.
I don't like Will Ferrell either.
Something's wrong with his face.
High five. High five.
There's something wrong with his face. I don't like the way his face looks. Anyway.
I cannot stand Will Ferrell. I think he is annoying. He is just immature.
He's not funny.
Even in interviews, he's just not funny. He's kind of like a bitter old man.
Internet ass slap.
See, we all agree. Ginger, do you like Will Ferrell?
No.
See, that's why we all get along.
Mm-hmm. Internet friends only handshake.
What the hell was that?
I have no idea. Wait. Then why did I get an ass slap?
Because he's on you this week. You know he moves every week.
I do. I migrate. I'm migrating to warmer thighs this year.
Oh, God. You hear that, Snow? He's trying to say your thighs are warm.
Well, right now they're kind of... Never mind.
Sticky. Sweet. From your head down to your feet.
No, not sticky. I'm too pissed to be turned on right now.
Some sugar on me. Oh, I'm sorry.
We're all having a good time. Can we talk about something sad right now?
No, because right now I will burst into tears.
You will not.
No sadness, no sadness. So who are we going to throw stones at next? Let's throw stones.
Oh, whatever. Fine, keep throwing stones.
All right. Go ahead.
So.
What you got?
I'm looking for it. All right. We heard about this black mark thing for Nintendo. Apparently,
it's
there's
gonna be black
material.
Shit.
I hadn't even heard about this, but there's a project. There's a thing called their Enough Project. They are a watchdog group. They watch these different electronic companies for where they get their materials. They follow the money trail of conflict minerals from the Democratic Republic of Congo, and where the warlords are fighting for control of the country. Over there, they use children as fodder pretty much for their war. But anyway, so it was talking about what companies use this and what companies don't. Nintendo was one of them that they found that has this black mark, along with Apple, Microsoft, and Sony. And there's apparently a list that you can check out. So I was thinking, you know, if you were going to go buy a new product, would you even care if the company you were buying from was on this list?
Say it again. Hold on.
If the company you were buying for, say Apple, because Apple's on this list,
uh-huh.
and you knew it, and you knew that the iPhone, the iPad, whatever you're buying, there. Components, the parts for it came from, well, parts, the minerals for the components came from these states like the Democratic Republic of Congo, where the money is going straight back to these warlords who are pretty much forcing people to fight their wars. Would you buy a product from there or from someone who wasn't getting their minerals from something like that?
I don't know. I would probably buy from somebody who wasn't.
If I was aware of it and if I was completely sure that this particular list was correct, then I would probably buy it from somebody else as well, because I certainly don't want to condone any warlords who are basically torturing their people into, you know, am I echoing to anybody else?
A little bit. Keep going.
Just a little bit, but it's not bad.
It's kind of freaking me out because I think somebody's saying something and I keep pausing trying to be like, what?
I keep closing my eyes pretending like there's two snows.
Anyway, as I was saying, I don't want to support someone who tortures people. That's just not how I am. But the thing that bothers me is, where do they come up with these lists? Like, are they 100% positive that the companies on this list are absolutely getting all of their minerals from this particular from those particular people? Like, how do we know for sure?
I need more information. What are the companies? Do you have a list?
I do not have a direct link of the list. I just know some of the companies on the list were Apple, Microsoft, and Sony.
Because here's the thing. This whole shit with Chick-fil-A, and I have not eaten a Chick-fil-A since they did the whole debacle.
Damn straight.
I have not eaten there. But this whole shit with Chick-fil-A, I know for a fact that happened because one of their founders said this. This list that came out is from a third party. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We don't know for sure that it actually is this way. I would need actual concrete evidence before I would be like, oh, I'm not buying from them anymore. Because some people just like to stir up shit.
Well.
That's true. I'm trying to see if I can find a list really quick.
Yeah. Okay. So the whole Chick-fil-A thing, there, right? That's like somebody's opinion. As stupid as it is, somebody's opinion, right? And there's nobody that's getting murdered for it, right? Now,
right. Well, not yet.
We know that it's completely positive. They've already had some doofus going to Chick-fil-A. Granted, he was trying to support gay rights or whatever, but it was done the wrong way. And there are doofuses on both sides. Yeah. Some douchebag went up to a poor girl working at Chick-fil-A who probably by this time had no clue what the hell he was talking about and reamed her and just went off on her, and she did her best to be as sweet as possible. So, yes, it has already caused problems because this fucker at the top of Chick-fil-A couldn't keep his business mind separate from his personal mind.
Well, I mean, I don't think Chick-fil-A's ever refused service from anybody.
No, they never have refused service, but that's not the point. The point is he openly ostracized a major part of American society, not just American society, world society. If you openly ostracize a huge demographic, then that makes you a fucking bigot. And I don't want to associate myself with a fucking bigot.
Right.
Forget the bigot.
Yeah, but back to the death and stuff.
Wait a minute, excuse me. Am I talking?
Yes, you are.
I said I don't mind so much the bigotry because people are bigoted. We all are. Maybe we want to admit it or not. We have our little misconceptions about each other. What I don't like is it's a fucking business. Keep your fucking mouth shut. I don't like the KKK. I'm going to tell you that. I will still march with them to make sure they still are able to say that they don't fucking like me. I will stand right there next to the Grand Dragon and be like, he needs to be able to say he don't like me. Now, later on, when ain't nobody looking, I'm going to punch him in his fucking mouth.
Shank him.
Yeah, well, no, but right now, he needs to have his free speech. And the point is, when you're a business, sometimes you don't need to have your free speech. You need to be quiet. You don't speak on behalf of your business because you have people that work for you. You are responsible for them, their welfare, their well-being. Some of these people, this is how they feed their family. This is the only job they've got. and you just put them in danger. And this is the part that everybody keeps glossing over with the Chick-fil-A. You're putting the people, your employees, yep, in danger. You, yep, are causing people to possibly lose their jobs because, yes, a large sect of our population in the closet or out are gay and are not going to eat at Chick-fil-A anymore. Your profits are going to fall. It was just a stupid thing. There was no need in you saying anything at all. You'd be like, I have my personal beliefs,
yep,
and I'm going to be closed on Sunday, and that's about the most I'm going to say. I want nothing else to do with the rest of it.
And that's pretty much what I said. He put his people at risk.
And the idiot that went in and jumped on the girl at Chick-fil-A, shut your fucking mouth.
Yes, please do. Please shut your fucking mouth.
But this is like a far cry from then what this is, what the article is talking about. Mm-hmm. This is a completely different thing. This is people getting killed over the products that you purchase every day, right? And so the question that was originally posed to you is, we can get passionate about somebody saying something stupid, right? And then we're all going to be, oh, boycott that. But yeah, this has been happening for a long time. People have been getting killed over this, mm-hmm, over the minerals that make up your favorite electronics, and nobody has said anything or gotten this pissed off about it.
But this is my point, Blaster. The thing with Chick-fil-A, we knew for a fact because we actually had concrete evidence. Am I outraged that there are people dying for products that I might be buying? Yes, I am absolutely livid about that. I don't condone the torture of anyone, be it physical, mental, emotional, I don't care. I don't condone the torture of anyone. However, the fact of the matter remains, we don't know for a fact that this is what's happening. Okay.
I'm of
the mindset that someone is innocent until proven guilty. You know, and unless you can give me concrete evidence, I'm going to assume that it's innocent.
See, you think of it in terms of something that happened last week. Remember your our frenemies over at Kotaku who released a story saying Sony servers have been hacked again, and it was a lie.
Mm-hmm.
See, we heard it third party. So everybody's like, oh my God, Sony's been hacked. If it hadn't been caught early on, it could have created a whole panic. It could have been PS Apocalypse all over again.
Yep.
And there,
yeah,
was nothing that even,
yeah,
happened. So
I've been hearing this for quite a while, though. This is not the conflict minerals has been around. I've been hearing about this for a long time.
Oh, I'm not saying you're not. I'm pretty sure this is a very
legitimate thing.
Well, we're going to have to get, they're going to have to come with more legitimacy. Maybe they're going to have to get the government to back them or something so that, is the government backing them?
There's an entire webpage about conflict minerals.
Yeah,
if you go to the wiki about it, and of course, wikis. I know, but there are actual sources here as well that are from legitimate news sources talking about conflict minerals, and there's a Democratic Republic of Congo, Congolese National Army, Forces of Liberation of Rwanda. I mean, there's big rebel groups that are basically behind a lot of this. This is this whole article. If you read it, I'm pretty sure it's pretty legitimate stuff. And I have yet to hear people getting as frustrated and angry about it.
Well, I agree. I'm not saying it's not legitimate, but I'm thinking, like, with Snow, as much as I think our government has their own crazy-ass corruption, I would like to see some other group, other group get involved in it, a political group that lets you know this is definitely at least for real on some level, even if it's a government farce, bitches.
In 2010, they started proposing regulations to make conflict minerals illegal. And the last word on this was March 12, 2012. They said they hope to complete the process of getting the law passed within the next couple of months, in quotation marks.
Speaking of political bitches, all day today this has been going on. Okay, so we told you earlier voters.org was having some kind of political competition, and now Microsoft or Xbox Live is trying to get in on it. They have an Election 2012 hub channel on your 360 dashboard, is if you can find it. And also YouTube also announced this week they have a political channel. Wow. I'm going to need you all to stop. I'm not liking this. On one hand, I'm like, yeah, get people to vote. But on the other hand, stop, really? Because you all have your own agendas and things. But if you're interested in that sort of thing, you can go and find it. Yay for them. Did we have something else? I was about to say something else. I got my own damn self sidetracked. Oh, yes! Okay. Okay, so remember, okay, you know, Snow and Blaster, you know about Ouya, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there was another console that was supposedly released this week that had a Kickstarter called Combiform that was supposed to be strictly for social gaming. We announced it Wednesday. And 2 days later, the Kickstarter's closed.
Ha!
Let me go ahead and drop that link in the room. I don't know what the hell happened here, but it's kind of funny. Wait a minute, that's our link. Never mind. We grabbed the right link. I find this hilarious. They were actually off to a good start. They had about $6,000, they had a portion of the $6,000 that they were wanting. And I don't know why they're closed. Anybody out there that was following us, we don't know why they're closed either. I just happened to stumble across it. I was going to talk about it. Ooh, look, another console. And look at that. It's gone already. It looked pretty cool.
Damn you.
I thought it was pretty if that was a picture of it. I don't know how
it
looked.
I just closed those chat rooms.
Wow.
Doesn't it look all glowy and pretty? They closed it already.
Why?
Wow.
What happened?
I don't know. I've been over to their website, Calm Before and Game, and they just...
So they actually even have a website.
Yeah, they have a website, unlike Ouya. Does Ouya still not have a website?
No, they have one now.
Every time you say that, it makes me think of hoorah.
That's exactly why they did it.
Oh, okay. I was wondering.
All right. Hoorah. Well, it's only been 3 days. They got $6,886. I wonder if they were not on track to reach their goal. Like, I wonder if you took, because they were supposed to end September 19th.
That's stupid,
their
though.
Their goal
was
$300,000.
That's stupid, though. You would not cancel the funding at so early a stage. It could snowball. There's such a thing as a snowball effect. The more people give, the more people know what's going on, the more other people will come and give more money.
Sure. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying it's not stupid. I'm just saying I wonder if that's the motivation behind it.
Maybe.
Well, see, there's comments actually there. I'm sorry. I clicked over to the next page finally after it loaded. There's some updates where they say they decided to pull their funding because they did a poor job explaining their technology and they want to retailer and try it again later. People are still saying they don't understand their decision because it's just a few days into the project, which is what Snow just said. Said once more people would have discovered it, then people would have joined the project and would have helped, you know, get it done.
Yep.
I have to agree with Joran Deckers. I may have said your name wrong, dude.
They would need about $10,000 a day for the whole period of the funding. For the whole period from the 20th
on average, though, on average,
right, on average. But I'm just saying that would be the average that they would need per day to be able to meet the goal.
Well,
and
three days doesn't mean jack shit.
I understand. I'm just saying that this is probably why they felt like they made a poor job of explaining the technologies because they weren't getting the momentum that they were expecting, and maybe that was just because they were expecting too much, right? Or they weren't correct. You know, they were basically not understanding that things could snowball. I mean, it could be that. I'm just saying that maybe
they had 84 backers. So 84 people were like, I like what I see.
And those 84 people may have told other people, and the other people may have come too.
Sure. Sure, I'm just saying that may be the reason why they felt like they explained.
I don't know. If that was the reason, then that was a really stupid fucking reason.
Let me see how many on average those people. So on average, people...
$88. $88.
That's just 81.9 according to my calculations.
No, well, they have a pledge $88 or more, so at least 88 was pledged by 58 people, at the very least.
Well, people could have pledged $15, too.
Well, anyway. No, there's no... Leslie, you know how this works. Okay, you know what? There is 8 backers with $15. There's 3 with 5,
right.
And most of them were doing 88 or more. So they were getting money. They probably... Oh, and one person donated $380.
Damn.
Very nice.
It's very, very nice.
No backers for the $9,000 one. Not yet.
Well, it won't be a yet because they shut the shit down. I don't know why... But you know what? This is yet another example. Clearly, when we got the information and I was like, oh, cool, I really wasn't clear on what was going on. This is another reason why Kickstarter's kind of – I think they just didn't like us. They don't like us. Because ours is very clearly explained. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't really see much. I don't really see much on this page unless things have changed big time. From whenever they stopped, you know, the funding. I don't know if the page got shortened because of that.
No, it looks exactly the same. It
just says, the next generation open source combinable game platform that's portable, inexpensive, and can also be used on TV anytime you want. And then there's an FAQ. What about the battery power specs? That's it. Nothing else on this page. at all.
Well, they got some. Well, they got some kind of recognition being at Gamescom. So apparently, they were explaining something right. I think you should have just rolled with it, people.
I don't see. I feel like what, one sentence, two sentences. I mean, I can. It's a little light on details. There is an FAQ section. You could ask them a question. They would supposedly answer it. I think
they apparently got themselves on G4, which isn't hard. We've done that. Celebrity SC.
Somebody flashed boobies to somebody.
Yeah, they didn't have to flash. I didn't flash my boobies. What are you saying?
I wasn't involved, so it wasn't me.
It happened in the theater up here in my head.
I kissed Seth, but I did not flash him any boobies, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, you kissed his what?
I said I kissed the Seth, but I did not flash him any boobies.
Oh, I thought you said something else. I was like, okay, I'll be over here.
See, she heard. Yeah,
I guess.
I'm the only one who hears out there.
Dirty, dirty, dirty girls. Dirty.
Yes, we are.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Dirty, dirty, bad girls. Blaster, they need spankings.
I'm ready. I brought my pimp
hands. I need something. God
my pimp hands are strong tonight.
Oh, do it again. I'm sorry. I got carried away. All right, so.
Can I please tell you about this one thing? It's been on my mind since it was announced. I wanted to announce the passing of a friend, longtime friend.
Who?
Well, it's been publication for at least 10 years.
Oh, no.
Nintendo Power.
Are you serious?
Nintendo Power has been confirmed that they're closing publication of Nintendo Power.
You are seriously playing this.
Yes, he is.
I am.
Oh, my goodness. I heard it in my headphones, and I'm like turning my head like, what the hell is that noise?
I'm just saying. I somewhere around this house, I have the very first magazine, Nintendo Power magazine. I remember begging my parents for Nintendo Power.
You know what, Blaster? You know what? You better sell that bitch. The day they close down for good, you better put it on eBay because that's money.
Every young boy who owned Nintendo Power and girl owned Nintendo Power back in the day is saving their magazines for just such an occasion. I'm sure that there will be hundreds of those magazines go on sale as soon as the doors are closed. On eBay and everywhere else, so you'll be able to get your hands on it.
How much can I get for having the phone number to the Nintendo Power line for calling for Shadowrun over and over?
It was in the back of every magazine, trust me, it was there.
No, I'm saying how much can I get for having the phone number? Do I need to have the whole book or can I just have the phone number?
I don't know.
I need you to find that out.
Anyways, 1988, started in 1988, and will close its doors in 2012.
Well, it's not needed anymore.
I don't know. I mean, in 2007 they had 475,000 subscriptions.
Or you know what? You know, let me tell you what. I'm gonna tell you this is Nintendo's flaw. And y'all know I love me some Nintendo. Their flaw is they refuse to do anything social. Period. They have no iPhone apps. They have no Droid. They don't want to touch any of that stuff, and it's killing them. If you people at Nintendo would just embrace a little bit, I'm not saying Facebook is the end-all be-all, but just be ready for Facebook or the next thing that's coming after, because as I've said, the next Zuckerberg is in kindergarten right now inventing the next great social thing. Just be ready. Why can I not hook my Mario Kart into my Twitter? Maybe I want to talk shit via Twitter.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Well,
so
yes, it would be. Mushroom in the back, bitch. You know, I want to yell that out on Twitter while I'm playing on my DS. Why are you not embracing this? They don't embrace it. If they had just moved Nintendo Power to iPad 2 years ago and with all the brilliance that they have made it all interactive, I mean, tricked it out, because I've seen some iPhone apps, like some of these comic book artists that do iPhone, their comic books on iPhone, they're all motioned out. I'm like, oh my God, this is gorgeous. If they had just done that, man, I would pay for that. I'd pay $1, $2.
I'm just going to tell you that I still enjoy my Game Informer magazine. I have a subscription to it, and I enjoy it very much. I know it comes for very cheap. If you go buy any kind of game at a GameStop, I know that they'll offer you a subscription to Game Informer along with renewing your membership to GameStop. So I know that's how I'm getting it, right? And I know that not like I went out of my way to get Game Informer magazine, mm-hmm. right? Like you would have to for Nintendo Power. But I do enjoy this, you know, there's something about reading a Nintendo Power magazine when it comes in the mail that mm-hmm. I really enjoy. And I the same feeling about Nintendo Power for years. I still have my old Nintendo Powers. I know a lot of people that kept all their old Nintendo Powers. Why did we do that, right? I mean, Nintendo Power was influenced a lot of game designers. I mean, Cliff Bleszinski, or whatever the hell his name is.
Cliffy B
has eulogized Nintendo Power on Kotaku. There's an article about him just describing how he loved Nintendo Power, how he grew up with Nintendo Power. It was his world. It was his window to the outside world, and how it influenced his love of games. I mean, it's an icon closing its doors, and I think that's sad, personally. I don't, we can sit here and say, why did it close? You know, should have gotten with the times. But, I mean, like I said, Game Informer's still around. Game Informer does its thing. I mean,
Game Informer is around because of its partnership with GameStop. Don't get it twisted. They wouldn't still be around.
I'm not disagreeing.
And Game Informer is crazy because, I have not had a actual subscription with them. Okay, I think, in 2009 when I got GTA or whenever GTA 4 came out, is when I said, go ahead, because I was, in a hurry. I was like, just bring it up. Just put it all together. I don't give a damn. Bring it up. I need it. And I got to have a subscription. You know, when you go to GameStop, your subscription is supposed to last 6 months. Every now and again, a Game Informer shows up here.
Right.
I don't know why.
Just out of the blue.
I'll be like, hey, I got another game. Why do I have this?
Were the pages sticking together? Because I might have been sending it to you.
You know what?
That is nasty. That is just nasty.
What?
Did your Google work?
my Google?
You didn't see what I said in chat before. I was talking to the little old lady. She was so adorable. My Google don't work. I can't get on Google.
I had a friend who had a who was trying to help a woman who didn't speak very good English hook up her internet, and he's like, okay, go to www.google.com. She goes, googly? Googly? Yeah. He's googly. Like, yes, Google. www, googly?
Now, see, that's not bad because she doesn't speak English, so it, in her native tongue, it might be pronounced googly, but this woman is American. My Google don't work, and my Netflix. I was like, Netflix? I don't remember there being a T-A-Y or a T-I-E on the end of that. It's just Netflix.
I hope you talk dirty hilarious. And Asian to me again. So I really do.
Do what?
I hope you talk dirty and Asian to me.
You know what? That's racist. Why I gotta be Asian?
That's racist.
Maybe she was speaking Vietnamese. You don't know.
Asian.
Vietnamese
Asian.
Is Asian.
Vietnam is in Asia, honey.
Okay, that's racist. That's racist. Not all Asians are Vietnamese, okay?
Oh, my goodness. That is horrible. but seriously, what is it with people who live out in the boonies and who are, over the age of about, I'll give it about 40, 45?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Some of these people, even if they seem young, 45 is not that old. Mm-hmm. You get out here in these boonies, and they have no idea. You got that internet? It comes out here?
It's the Intar web.
I'm telling you.
It's the interwebs. It's the Intar web.
Intar web. I heard someone say that in real life. I'm not kidding. I'm sitting in this little town where my parents live in. Not going to say the name. We're sitting in a restaurant, and this older couple is talking behind us, and she's like, hey, George, did you get it fixed? Guy goes, what you talking about, Ella? She said, the Intar web. And I went, that really happened.
Wow. Well, I had to hear about her Netflix, and the fact that her her Google don't work. I can't get on my Google, and I'm trying to do my Google, and I typed it in, www.google.com, and I can't get on it.
See, at least she knew about Netflix and Google. This guy was like, you can watch TV on your computer?
You know what? I will give this old lady credit, okay? This is the thing that she figured out that I said. She has most people even half her age beat by leaps and bounds. She says, my Netflix is working, therefore I have internet.
Oh, wow.
I not get it on my computer? I said, hot damn.
That's awesome. So what did it come down to?
It come down to there's something wrong with her computer. But it was so adorable that she couldn't say. When she said Google, I had to mute myself. I was like, ah! Google. That's adorable. I love old people on their computers. I do.
Does Netflix run on Flash? Or,
No.
Well, no, you know what else she told me she had? She also curried my favorite one. She told me, I turn on my Wii, and I play my Wii game, and it's working. It can connect to the internet. I said, yes, ma'am.
That's cute.
It's working. It's like, she has a Wii. Oh, my God. I love you.
See, that's awesome, even if she does have the accent.
Yes,
which,
was,
by the way, you've got to stop talking in because I'm having a hard time not talking in it.
Yeah, you did this morning. Sweet tea and biscuits. Did you make your sweet tea this morning, didn't you?
I did not make my sweet tea
biscuits.
Yeah, you also missed me talking about pie.
Yes, you can't say pie without it.
Pie.
That's okay. I can't say lima beans.
Oh, my God. Dude,
I really, really try. Like, I go lima beans, but I can't. It comes out lima beans. Lima beans.
Oh my god. Oh wow. They should not allow us on the internet with these accents. Nope.
Yes. I love my southern people and their internet.
Interweb. I about peed my pants laughing.
I do interwebs, but I'm just
my mom's like, shush, shush, and I'm over there just dying. I had to hold my breath, put my head down. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I get one extreme to the other. I either get the deep southern accents or I get the guy that sounds like he escaped from the Sopranos. You know what? Can't get on my internet. You know what I'm saying? My internet. I'm like,
oh,
what the fuck did you just say?
You should be like, I'm going to make you an offer that you can't refuse.
Can you come out of the Jersey Shore, please? Come over here.
You know what? I have to say this. These accents are about as bad as the ones in Deus Ex.
Hey, we never called that, okay?
Look, he insults you, and he can't even say the name of the game right. Done with you. Anyway.
It's Deus Ex.
It is not Deus.
Wait. Guest 11342, if you want to talk with us, go up to the top right-hand side, make an account, sign in. Yay!
It is, and I will prove it to you later.
You don't have to prove anything to me.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Let's move on. Moving on.
Thank you. Okay, Verizon.
I saw Corey's boobs. Wait, what?
Woo!
Felt her boobs. They're pretty nice.
Stop it. Stay off my boobs. Okay, get off my feet. Okay, so Verizon has signed a deal with Spectrum.
Sorry.
You know what? No, ma'am.
Whoa.
They signed a deal. A deal with cable. This is going to get ugly and quick and fast. This was approved by the FCC earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know what's going to happen, right?
Break it down. Okay.
Hammer. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hammer time. Every time you see me. Okay. No.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
At least I didn't bust out with ice, baby.
No, Ham.
Doom, 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 doom. Okay.
What is it today where everybody's stuck in the 80s? Everybody I talk to is stuck in the 80s today. Everybody.
Oh.
Comcast, Time Warner, Bright House, and other cable providers have decided that launching their own wireless network didn't make sense.
Nope.
Meaning that the Spectrum went unused for years. So Verizon stepped in, purchased the license for Spectrum for a mere paltry $3.6 billion, and will allow the companies to run their branded wireless services through Verizon, as well as cross-promote their existing cable TV services within Verizon wireless retail stores. What this means is quite possibly we may be getting our shit a la carte. Finally.
A la carte. I like that.
Yay! About time.
We keep our fingers crossed. You know, this is not going to go over well, because Comcast is not going to actually like this after they realize that it's pulling people away from them, or Xfinity, as they're calling themselves here in Houston now. So I'm hoping, and when they do that, I am so done with you, Xfinity. We are over. To the left.
Nice.
I am so going to have my HBO, and that's all I need, really. I got to watch my True Blood. Naked men are always fun to watch.
You think? And the Eric guy, Andrew, whatever his name is.
Joe Manganiello. Manganiello. I don't really care how I say your name. Just be naked. I don't really care how we pronounce it. All right, we got one more thing we're going to discuss. There's a bunch of layoffs that went on this week. One of them is the Funcom, which we kind of glossed over earlier in the week. Mm-hmm. Because
not so Funcom anymore, is it?
No, it's not. They had to adjust. They said that Secret World didn't do as well as they'd hoped. That's their own fault. We told them that. Ginger, did we not tell them?
We totally told them, but nobody ever listens to us.
Did you tell them?
No, we did.
Nobody ever listened.
A private email. Dear Funcom, we do not have a copy of Secret World, which means probably nobody does, because we were looking around. Nobody had a copy. It wasn't even that they were snubbing us. They weren't giving out copies. What the hell's going on? And then they told us, Erling, yes, I'm calling you out on the show. Erling sent us an email. When it's time, we'll send you a copy. We didn't have one until probably a week after it was released. So that probably means nobody got one, which did not help their cause. And it's not that it's a bad game. It's just, hey, nobody was playing. We couldn't say anything. And we got the biggest mouths on the planet here, as we all know. Hey, shut up, Blaster. Don't you say it. I heard
it.
You heard it coming.
Biggest mouths, biggest asses on the planet.
See, I tried. Okay, and PopCap also fired a gang of folks.
Well, they needed
PopCap, hey, wait a minute. Didn't they make zombies and plants?
Yeah, that was like the last. That's like a runner saying, hey, didn't I win that race like last year? Seriously, if you want to be successful in this business, you got to keep winning races.
Oh, my God. So they fired a gang of folks saying that they were reorganizing. I love when they say that.
We ran out of money, bitches.
Why do they say that? I want some honesty from my
bitches. Okay.
This is how I would host meetings. I called y'all in here, bitches, because we out of money. Clear out your desk.
I would lay a guilt trip on all the gamers. I'd be like, because you didn't buy our games, this gentleman, whose wife is about to have a baby right next year, is going to lose his health insurance. Thank you, gamers. Thank you.
But see, here's where this looks bad, because as Snow was just talking about, Plants vs. Zombies is releasing a sequel next year.
Yeah. So
why didn't you use that money to pay some of these people?
Because I needed that private jet.
Need Dicker Gibbs.
Oh my God. Crap, what was the other one? There was another closing. What was it?
Sony.
No, something play.
I don't know about them, but Sony.
Back and Play.
On Live, my bad. What was I thinking play?
Oh yes,
On
Live.
On Live. Like down the tubes in like a week.
Hmm. Yeah, that was the fastest crash and burn I ever saw.
Yes,
you know, one day, oh yeah, we're doing great. Check out our service; it's wonderful. The next day, oh no, sorry, we're closing shop.
No, that was there were another one that. What is it? Some of these companies now, the ones that need to be all over the marketing are not, and the people that have fucked up ass games have the best marketing people. You're like, I can't wait to play this, like that fucking zombie simulator. I have not forgotten about you.
It's not just video games that are having problems right now.
Well, no, I'm not saying
there are other companies that are closing up.
No, that's not what I'm saying. That's not.
Yeah, we don't care about those though.
Sit your FM, excuse me.
I'm saying specifically, On Live was one of the better services that we had. If they had just marketed it better, most people didn't know what On Live was at first glance. Everybody thought it was like Steam, and they were like, I'm not going there. I'm Steam loyal. But it wasn't Steam. It was something else entirely.
It was crappier.
No, it was not crappier. It was a great service, especially if you could not afford to get yourself a new PC and you wanted to play some of these games, you needed On Live. It was going to save you money in the long run. $9 as opposed to $600 to get your PC updated was really helpful. And as Ginger and I said earlier in the week, what they should have done was go right to Blizzard. And what's the other, Star Wars, The Old Republic, all these MMOs, and figured out a way to run them through On Live, and they would have had subscriptions for life. You know how many people stop playing World of Warcraft because they can't update their PC or their PC, you know, their laptop?
Yeah, I make fun of those people, man. If you can't run World of Warcraft, just give up the internet.
Yeah, but still, if they had On Live had done that, they would have just...
True.
So,
I heard On Live had some problems, though. I read an article where they were the person was trying to be objective. They said there is some laggy issues with it. It's a little bit laggy. It's not bad. It's not great either.
I didn't have any laggy when I played.
It depends what you're playing, is what they were saying.
I was playing Tropico, and I played what was it? One of those
Tropical. You can play that in a browser.
No, I play. No, you cannot play Tropical in a browser. I will cut you.
I just insulted her Tropical. Therefore, I am worthy of death.
Yes, you are worthy of death. No, I played Batman, I think Arkham Asylum, for like 3 minutes just to see how it played. I didn't experience any lag.
Mm-hmm.
But still, all in all, it blessed. You know what they were like? Remember GameTap?
Yeah, GameTap didn't last that long either.
GameTap has evolved into something else now. They're Games Lab, and they're doing something. Oh, they do funding. They do their own Kickstarter funding now. They have their own service. That's what they are.
Well, me, as the average gamer, I guess. I don't know. That's how I kind of feel recently. Anyways, they didn't do They didn't do a very good job of explaining what their service was. I'm sorry. All they could tell me was that you can play the games, your computer won't run. And I was like, oh, wait, what? How's that work? And they just weren't very good about it. So I was kind of like, oh, hey, look, it's magic. Yeah, I don't want to pay for magic things.
Oh, I lie. GameTap is still there. They're still there.
GameTap is?
Yeah.
God. I'm surprised. There's some stupid people out there.
Yeah. Not want to buy your magic beans.
There was nothing wrong with GameTap. You know what, Blaster? You were loving on them people, especially that little blonde lady when she came out. She handed you some candy. You were hungry.
I was loving on the blonde lady, not their service. Now, if they provide a service where they supply a blonde lady to me, I'll be all for that. I'm just going to let you know that you may not. I'm just
exactly,
going to let you know.
Exactly, Horace.
Get my money's worth on that one.
What do you say? Well, Horace says, like,
Horace
snacking.
Says you can play the games and it runs on hopes and dreams.
Boo.
Boo to you, Horace. Boo. Okay, we got 3 minutes. Let me flash all the boobies and I'm out. No, I'm kidding. I'm out, bitches.
It never happened.
I thought we had longer than 3 minutes.
You know what? BT is fucking up major. So we don't know how many minutes we have.
Yeah, we're just guessing, people.
I saw 4 minutes and 16 seconds remaining.
Well, in any case, we're going to end the show.
16 seconds.
That's how we roll. Tune in tomorrow to hear Ginger and Corey do the news, and then tune in on Tuesday to hear Pixinista, which we discuss your favorite virtual fashions and probably tear people new ones because they suck.
And I have something that is going that you ladybugs and menfolk are going to love, a new app I found. Oh, it is hot.
Hot. Anyway, favorite us if you like us. Favorite us if you don't. Say goodnight, guys and gals.
Goodnight
guys and gals.
Mwah.
Smart ass is on the show.
Please excuse me, I don't
Expedia.com.
What the fuck, Ben?